Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News. I'm Corey Myers. The trial involving a former Kentucky police officer and the death of Breonna Taylor ends in a mistrial. Lance Pry explains.
A mistrial was declared in the civil rights trial of Brett Hankinson, a former Louisville, Kentucky police officer, involved in the deadly and botched no-knock warrant raid involving 26-year-old Breonna Taylor in 2020. After 4 days of deliberations, a federal jury told the judge it was deadlocked and could not reach a verdict on the two-count indictment for deprivation of rights under the color of law.
The temporary suspension of the gag order against Donald Trump in his civil business fraud trial has been granted by a New York appeals judge. Trump's legal team argued that the order infringes on his freedom of speech. The gag order was imposed after Trump made comments attacking the judge and his law clerk, and he's been fined twice for apparent violations of the order. Multiple reports say Israel and Hamas appear to be near a hostage deal.
The deal would free 50 women and children for the return of Palestinian prisoners. The exchange would coincide with a 3 to 5 day ceasefire. I'm Dave Collins.
President Biden said during the APEC CEO summit in San Francisco yesterday that a stable relationship between the U.S. and China is beneficial for the world economy.
It makes sense to work together. We've committed to work together. We're going to continue our commitment to diplomacy, to avoid surprises, to prevent misunderstandings.
He said that he had constructive discussions with Chinese President Xi Jinping on Wednesday, and both leaders agreed to reestablish military-to-military channels to mitigate the risk of miscommunication. This is USA News.
It seems like every day economic news gets more and more sketchy. We're already seeing huge volatility in the stock market and a rapid erosion in the value of the U.S. dollar. But this time, an economic downturn could happen faster than you ever imagined. Direct Bullion USA, America's number one precious metals company, wants to let you know that now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Direct Bullion USA at 888-787-GOLD and get your free gold investor kit today. Don't wait. Call Direct Bullion USA now at 888-787-4653 and get your free gold and silver survival kit. With all of the uncertainty of a world gone mad, you can take control of your financial future with one call to Direct Bullion USA. Call us now at 888-787-4653. That's 888-787-GOLD.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Turkey prices are down for Thanksgiving, but industry reports suggest some side dishes and desserts will be slightly more expensive this year. The American Farm Bureau Federation reported that the average Thanksgiving dinner for 10 people will cost about $61.17, a 4.5% decrease from last year's record high, but still 25% higher than 2019. Prices for a dozen frozen dinner rolls, pumpkin pie mix, sweet potatoes, carrots, and celery veggie trays have increased 2 to 4%. The relocation of the Oakland A's to Las Vegas, one step closer, with unanimous approval from MLB owners yesterday. However, the team must still fulfill additional requirements, including securing funding for a stadium before officially becoming Las Vegas's fourth major professional sports club. Amazon removing 7 eye drop products from its platform following a warning from the FDA, which stated these products were not approved. The affected items can be found when you go to Amazon search eye drops recalled. In October, the FDA announced a recall of 26 eye drop varieties, Charlie Woods, the son of Tiger Woods, achieving a golf milestone this week that even his legendary father didn't. Playing with his teammates from the Benjamin School, Charlie secured victory in the Florida State High School Golf Championship. I'm Corey Myers, USA News.
It was your best vacation ever.
You on a beach having a great time. Then some stranger walked up and said, "Hey, how'd you like to come here for the rest of your life?" And then he went on and on about how much money you could save. You listened, saw his presentation, ended up signing a contract. And now, 5 years later, you have a timeshare you never use. But you're still paying for it. That's the contract. But what if we could show you a legal way to end the contract and get out of your timeshare nightmare? It's called Timeshare Exit Defense. Our lawyers will work with the gigantic timeshare company lawyers and get you out of your agreement. No more maintenance fees, no more payments. Call now. Get your free ebook to learn how to exit your timeshare.
800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. That's 800-296-1332.
Bill Martinez.
Well, welcome and thank you for joining us. I'm Bill Martinez, and I've got a real treat for you. America's number one syndicated columnist, Cal Thomas, is with us to talk about his new book, A Watchman in the Night, What I've Seen in Over 50 Years of Reporting on America. He writes in his preface, "Ask me a question, and I'll give you an answer. This is what I've done and am continuing to do as I seek to serve God first and then my country." The award-winning journalist has spent over 50 years speaking with leaders and everyday people and reporting on world events through his syndicated column. Welcome, Cal Thomas. Cal, good to have you with us, sir.
Thank you very much, Bill. Thank you for having me.
Hey, I am so excited for this opportunity. I know I had you on my radio show before, yes, but I thought this would be a special time. This would give us a little bit more time to talk about your storied career of 50 years.
Well, thank you. The more I think about it, the more I realize how fast time goes by.
Right. But what a journey for you. I mean, let's go back day one. How did it start for you, Cal?
Well, I started in radio when I was 16 years old, about 2 weeks after my voice changed, Bill. And it happened this way. A local disc jockey came out to the teen club that I was president of and said he was going to have a little class for people who were interested in talking on the radio. Uh-huh. I'd never heard that before, so I said, well, that sounds kind of interesting. And one thing led to another, and then I was invited out to the radio station to do some high school reports, and then the boss of the station said, "Hey, kid, you sound pretty good. How'd you like to have your own show?" So I did that for a year or so, and then I joined NBC News as a copy boy in Washington. Mm-hmm. Met some tremendous journalists who were major influences in my life, and depending on your view of the media, worked my way up or down from there.
Well, I've had 50 years of media experience, and we always look at it as going up. It's been your story parallels mine a little bit, Cal. I was a freshman class president in college. We started a campus radio station, and that's how I got pulled into it. Originally, I was heading to Fresno State. I was going to play baseball and live happily ever after with my 2.3 kids. And radio and the media got a hold of me, and so here I am all these years later, having fun and a blessed opportunity to talk to you.
Well, as you know, Bill, this is probably the only profession where you can meet so many people from different backgrounds, from
exactly
heads of state to show business people to average folks to baseball players. It's really great, and I've enjoyed it immensely. People say, "When are you going to retire?" I say, "To what? I don't play golf. I love what I do, so why should I retire?"
Yeah, I'm with you, and it's funny. At our age, everybody asks us that same question, you know? And I go, no, I won't, you know, because even my doctor told me, he said, "Bill, your constitution is so strong that you'll probably die, and then 3 years later, you'll get the memo."
Yeah, you'll get your Declaration of Independence.
Yeah. Exactly. Well, your first job at the radio station, was it a music station or were you doing news?
Oh, yes. Back then it was all AM and all music. Matter of fact, this is a great story. My wife, who was a high school classmate at the time, worked for the same station I did, but she was squiring around celebrities. She was a model, beautiful woman, still is. And I was on the air, and We both went our separate ways, and 50 years later, I was able to marry the prettiest girl in high school.
Oh, well, what? You 50 years later?
We both had long-term spouses.
Of course.
They passed away within a few weeks of each other, and we reconnected, and it was like magic. You know, I told the Lord I didn't want to be alone the rest of my life, and but if he was going to send me somebody, number one, she had to be a believer.
Yes.
And like Solomon, who asked for wisdom and not for the death of his enemies or great wealth,
right.
God gave him what he asked for and a whole lot more, too. So I really grabbed the gold ring with this one.
Well, lucky you. Well, congratulations. So how much fun is that? So
it's a lot of fun, especially when you don't have kids to worry about.
Exactly. Well, but you got grandkids, I'm sure, right?
Oh, yeah, I've got grandkids, great grandchildren. Yeah.
So you go to D.C. You're working your way up and working around noted professionals. Drop some names for us.
Well, I think probably the most influential of them all was the late David Brinkley, who was part of a team, the Huntley Brinkley Report on NBC. It was extremely popular for years. But I had a great job. I get to meet all these guys. I go out with some stories, cover with them that they covered. And most importantly, I was in charge of filing their scripts. So that became my writing class. I saw how they would take the Associated Press or United Press wires for newspapers and convert them into broadcast style. I learned very early that older people love to give advice. And so I picked their brain and experience, and they were happy to pour their lives into me. Now, I'm an older person, and I'm trying to do it with younger people.
Yeah, it's amazing how that works, right? We have stories. We like to share stories, and here you are working with the likes of Huntley Brinkley. And what was probably the single most important thing that you learned from him?
Oh, wow. Well, gee, that's hard to say. Just being around him was a learning experience by osmosis.
Mm-hmm.
But there were other great ones, too. For example, Sandra Van Oker, who covered the Kennedy White House, put me over there one day, saw my first president live, seen everyone or met everyone since. And I really got hooked on the experience. It was just amazing. Again, what other profession could you be in that allows you to meet so many great people? But these were wonderful examples. These were all writers. They came from newspapers or wire services. They knew how to write. They wrote their own stuff, unlike a lot today. Mm-hmm. And they were all real journalists. They weren't advocates for a political party or persuasion. I'm sure most were Democrats. But I think Brinkley had the greatest line I've ever heard. He said, when it comes to journalism, he said, "It's impossible to be objective, so we must try to be fair."
Wow.
Oh, if we only had that standard today.
Yeah, without a doubt. And speaking of journalism, I was a broadcast journalism major. And, and I really believed in the First Amendment and the duty that the First Amendment puts upon the media to tell the whole truth, from an objective viewpoint, to advance the intellect of we the people. You think about the millions upon millions of dollars that you invest to have your children indoctrinated and not educated. It is a sad commentary on academia today. The model in which they're following is consistent, Cal, as you recall. You know, in World War II, it was the media of record that was backing Adolf Hitler. And so it's not a big surprise here that we find ourselves today. But I think that God has done us a favor, whether it's with COVID or whether with this incident in Israel with Hamas, is that he's taking the shield off our eyes to see the truth.
That's very true, Bill. And the thing that amazes me the most is that we have a choice in these things. It's not like Russia or China, which has only one point of view and one school system. Why would you willingly send your children into the enemy's camp where you get drag queen story time in kindergarten, critical race theory, America's a terrible nation? We don't send our troops to China and Russia to be trained, or Iran. We train them here with our own values and our own weapon systems, our own strategy. But so many conservative and Christian parents willingly send their kids into these indoctrination centers known as public schools, and then off to universities where they come back as moral, spiritual, and intellectual zombies – not believing what their parents believed when they sent them to these places. But you're right. COVID and some of these other things have increased private schools and homeschooling. There's now school choice in 37 states. Louisiana is about to become number 38. Mm-hmm. And it's taken away the argument, gee, I can't afford it. Well, you can't afford not to do it.
Exactly.
Now.
Exactly.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A-plus BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
You know, maybe critical not critical theory, but critical thought.
Race theory, yeah.
Yeah, forget about race theory, but critical thought. Yeah. That's what needs to be exercised once again. It's okay to ask questions. You know, like you say in your preface, you know, people, you know, ask questions. You found answers. You gave them answers. We need to have this free exchange, because this is when America and a democratic republic really exercises its full potential, don't you think?
Yes. Well, as I've been writing my column for almost 40 years now, and as people will see in this book, I start with the premise that objective truth is knowable. For me, it begins with the scripture.
Yes.
God is all-knowing. God knows everything about the world that he created and about the people he created. He has not lost control of things, even though it may seem so at the time. So I start with a standard of truth and fiction. I remember I used to appear a lot on the old Phil Donahue show on television.
Right.
And Phil would ask me these questions like, well, now, do you really believe this or that or whatever? I said, well, you know, Phil, I didn't make the rules. If you have a problem with that, take it up with the ones who did.
Exactly. Well, this is the thing, you know, it's like absolute truth is as clear as the law of gravity. But yet you have people that still want to defy gravity until they get tired of, you know, bruising and breaking up their legs enough. So everything I look at, like you do, from a biblical worldview, God created, says, you know, in the Bible, in the beginning, God, not in the beginning, Joe Biden or Bill Clinton or anybody else. God himself was the one, and he put everything into motion. He established the guardrails, the infrastructure for righteousness, that if we do those things, then we get the proper outcome, right?
Exactly right. And I remember something the late Catholic Bishop Fulton Sheen said. He asked a question, how do you define a football field? By its boundaries.
Yes.
And in a talk he gave once, he made the case, and it was brilliant, that the reason we're in so much trouble financially, socially, economically, and every other area is that we've exceeded the boundaries Scripture set for our benefit, and the Constitution sets for our benefit. The whole purpose of the Constitution is to promote the general welfare, not everybody's welfare, because there are competing interests. You have to look at the general welfare. So what has benefited the general welfare in the past? You know, up until the early 20th century, we used to have a supplemental book in a lot of schools called the McGuffey Readers.
Yes, exactly.
Patriotism, love and respect for your parents, love for God, and included scripture verses. Now, who took a poll and found out that a majority of Americans think that those were bad values to teach young people? Nobody I know of.
Yes.
The secular humanist progressives have moved in and ripped out all of that stuff. And how do you like what we're getting? So I try not to just argue my viewpoint. I ask people to consider what the other viewpoint has produced.
Exactly.
Look at the murders in our cities, the open border, the $33 trillion in debt, the loss of a shared moral value system, huge numbers of young people who have no faith anymore. This is what the secular progressives have given us. So I don't defend my values. Mine, and yours, worked out pretty well. I attack the other values and try to hold them accountable.
Yeah, the other opportunity for today's America, Cal, we've been saying on our show, is that you need to study, you know, kind of like a bank teller, how they figure out the difference between counterfeit and the real. They don't study the counterfeit. They study the real.
Exactly.
And that's we need to bring back our focus to the legitimate, so that when these things raise their heads, like evil raises its head, it's inarguable. I mean, why are we having a long discussion? When you go and you decapitate 40 kids and you conduct mass murder, that is evil. I think that's without debate.
Well, you know, history is full of examples of what happens when you deny such things. You'll remember Neville Chamberlain thought he could just give Hitler Czechoslovakia and the Sudetenland, and he wouldn't start World War II. When you give in to that kind of mentality, you simply invite more evil. And when you give in to all of this nonsense about genders, and I'm reading this book right now, The Babylon Bee Guide to
Gender. They sent me. I love that too.
That's hilarious.
Good. Right.
Except so much of it is true.
Yes.
I mean, you have 57 different gender identifications on Facebook. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Come on.
Well, in some of the California. Some of the California universities, yeah, they're up to 90, Cal.
Oh, well, I'm a little behind. You know, G.K. Chesterton said that the danger when men stop believing in God is not that they'll believe in nothing, but that they'll believe in anything.
Exactly.
Or as the Apostle Paul wrote, in the end, people will believe whatever their itching ears want to hear. Mm-hmm. And there's so many churches that are joining in with this. I remember the late columnist Joe Sobran, who happened to be Roman Catholic, and he said, I'd rather belong to a church that's 500 years behind the times and mm-hmm. sublimely indifferent to change than I would to a church that's 5 minutes behind the times, huffing and puffing to catch up.
Exactly. Well said. Cal Thomas is with us, the author of the new book, A Watchman in the Night, What I've Seen Over 50 Years Reporting on America. He is America's number one syndicated columnist. Cal, you know, the Bible is clear, and we've been hinting on this, is that the fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. And also, I think it's interesting because here man has all their postulations and theories, and the Bible also tells us that at that time when God hears it, he laughs. I imagine he's having a good belly chuckle time and again these days.
Well, you know, the old definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting different outcomes.
Yes.
We have a history. We didn't just crawl out of a cave. We don't have to invent the wheel or discover fire. We don't live in the past. You know, one of Ronald Reagan's great qualities was that he was always talking about the future. Even Bill Clinton in 1992 had a campaign song by Fleetwood Mac called Don't Stop Thinking About Tomorrow.
Right.
So we're not the first humans to walk the earth. We can learn from the past. We know in our personal lives what happens when we pile on too much debt. We have to cut our spending. Some of us may have to cut our lifestyles a little bit to get back in financial order. But with the government is spending like there's no tomorrow. There are three things now that are affecting the future of America, in my view, and I've written about it over and over again. Number one is massive national debt. Ours is $33 trillion.
And counting. Yeah.
Number two, an open border. No nation can control itself and have a nation if it doesn't control its borders. And then number three, a loss of a shared moral value system. Any one of those has caused the collapse of nations in the past, and we're confronting all three at the same time. What makes us think we can avoid the judgment of history, much less the judgment of God?
Well, you're exactly right, Cal. It's staring us in the face. The open border issue especially. I mean, look what's happened here in America. We are importing hate into this country.
And
we're you think about it, you know, I look at the campus scenes that are going on. We have America's children out there that have been indoctrinated. That's one thing. But when you have kids that have been imported, you know, from the Middle East that have been trained from day one to hate, how do you redeem them?
Well, you know, the gospel is the best redemption of all, but first you have to find them.
Right.
Border Patrol, thousands of gutaways, as they call them. We don't are. We don't know where they've gone. Now, Iran has bragged in the past and recently that they've smuggled agents into the United States just waiting for a cue to wreak havoc on this country again and produce another 9/11 type terrorist attack. Why wouldn't we believe them?
Exactly.
I mean, and then to hear from people like Secretary Mayorkas, the Homeland Secretary, that the border is secure. Are you going to believe him or your lying eyes?
Yeah,
I mean, it's
right.
Not secure in any way. You know, we need to finish the wall, and we need to deport all of these people who came here illegally. There's a legal way to come to America to prove that you are a victim and that you're a legitimate asylum seeker. But these people have gotten the word, and they're coming from 50 different countries around the world, not just Spanish-speaking countries, that come to America, you get free stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
Over 100,000 Americans have died from fentanyl poisoning. And the administration is doing nothing about it. It's a disgrace.
We have no idea. I mean, you talk about fentanyl, you know, another form of bioweaponry brought to you by the Chinese. Oh, yeah, by the way.
Yep.
And then we've got the sex trafficking issue that's going on and on. Again, this is adding to the moral decadence of our country, isn't it?
When you look at over 60 million abortions, when you look at same-sex marriage, transgenderism, and all of these other things, they are a reflection, not necessarily a cause. When you forget God, when you ignore his principles, when he is not supreme and the individual becomes supreme, then anything is not only possible, anything is probable.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
USA News Update. The civil rights trial of Brett Hankinson, the former Louisville police officer connected to the fatal 2020 raid on Breonna Taylor, ended in a mistrial. Hankinson, who fired 10 shots into the apartment building of the 26-year-old black woman during the flawed drug raid, had previously been acquitted of wanton endangerment charges by a state jury. The temporary suspension of the gag order against Donald Trump in his civil business fraud trial has been granted by a New York appeals judge, with Trump's legal team arguing the order infringes on his freedom of speech. Multiple reports saying Israel and Hamas appear to be near a hostage deal. The deal would free 50 women and children for the return of Palestinian prisoners. President Biden saying a stable relationship between the U.S. and China is beneficial for the world economy. Corey Myers, USA News.
I need a copy of my tax return. How do I get one?
If you don't have a copy of your original tax return, you can get a transcript of your tax return for free from the IRS. A transcript shows most line items from your return, which is usually all you need. You can order a transcript of any return filed within the past 3 years, including forms 1040, 1040A, and 1040EZ. All you need to do is go to irs.gov/transcript to order your transcript today.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez.
You're exactly right. Whether we're talking about governments, and you were mentioning earlier, and the thought came to mind, I think one of the most effective things that John F. Kennedy gave to the country was a sense of vision, and how where he cast a vision out, and what were we able to do because of the vision that he put forward.
Well, that's right. I think he inspired people, and inspiration followed by motivation, followed by perspiration, I learned, improves any life. But now we are into envy, greed, and entitlement. Corporations are evil. People aren't paying their fair share in taxes. Those evil Republicans are going to take away your Social Security. We've heard this argument for 50 years. It's all baloney. Mm-hmm. But the Republicans have never been able to really address that and to conquer it, because most of the media is on the side of the liberals and the Democrats and the progressives.
Exactly.
I think, you know, Ronald Reagan used to say, the only proof of eternal life in Washington is a government program. A great line. It's true.
Yeah.
It's still a vampire than a government program.
Well, yeah, because look at all the waste. I mean, when Donald Trump was in office, he identified duplication of 17, I think it was at least 17 agencies. And, oh, my goodness, you thought he had moved their cheese. They went into a catatonic fit. Yeah. And threw themselves into a ball on the floor, right?
Well, that, you know, government is their god. Yeah. It's a perversion of the 23rd Psalm. The government is my keeper, I shall not want. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of poverty, the Health and Human Services Department will be there comforting me with food stamps and relief.
Yeah. Well, Cal, getting back to your life experience, I mean, 50 years, I just love hearing your stories. And, you know, you've mentioned, Ronald Reagan, but, let's go through a little bit. We just touched on JFK, and you know, your reportage of, John F. Kennedy.
Well, my column hadn't started then. I was still a copy boy at NBC, but all of these things, the people I met, the people I got to see, because of my experience there, some of the congressional hearings I went to, all were part of the collective influence that turned me into a real journalist. I mean, with only one small exception, I've been in journalism all my life. I don't align myself. I don't contribute to campaigns. I'm not on any board paid positions. And so when people read my columns, they can know that this is my own opinion.
Right.
And they can either agree or disagree, but know that I'm not being paid for or influenced by anybody. Now, there are not a lot of people in this business like that anymore.
You get a lot,
mostly Democrats, who are coming from political offices like George Stephanopoulos in Good Morning America, Jake Tapper at CNN, worked on the Hill, Chris Matthews, who used to be on MSNBC, was an aide to Tom Foley, the former Speaker of the House. A lot of these people came from Democrat politics, and all of a sudden, get stamped as journalists on their head. You know, they're no more journalists than I am a rocket scientist.
Right, exactly.
This, I think, has contributed, among other things, to the decline in trustworthiness of the media. All the polls show that. They've shown it for years. Mm-hmm. But this is the only profession that doesn't seem to care what people think. And yet, newspapers are closing. They're downsizing. USA Today has become so thin, you can now see the weather page from the front page.
Right, exactly. Well, you know, this is this situation. I mean, here you've got Elon Musk, who breaks away from the social media oligarchs and says, okay, I'm going to re-embrace the First Amendment. And the rest of them are going nuts. I mean, it's tough going against the headwinds of the Beltway and what's already been established, because the realm of the coin there is a certain operation, and you must be true to it. If you're not, you're going to be rejected and spit out, right?
Well, this is the arrogance of so many of my colleagues, unfortunately. And, you know, they had a monopoly when I started out in the business, NBC, ABC, CBS, New York Times, Washington Post. And but then when the conservatives started coming along with talk radio, and Reagan got rid of the fairness doctrine, which was really not fair at all. It stifled speech rather than encouraging it.
Exactly.
And then you had Rush Limbaugh and so many talk show hosts and so many other outlets, the Washington Times, conservative publications. The left screamed bloody murder because they felt that their territory was being trespassed on. But they only read their own stuff. You know, they just reinforce what they already believe. Some conservatives do that too. But in journalism, I'll tell you a story. A guy I know at the New York Times called me a year or so ago and wanted to know something. I forget what it was. And then at the end of the conversation, he said, "By the way, are you still writing your column?" And I felt like saying, "Yeah, are you? I mean, I read yours. Why don't you read mine?"
Right.
So they only read stuff that reinforces what they already think. And anybody who thinks otherwise didn't go to the right universities, is uneducated, must be a religious fanatic, a right-wing MAGA Republican, and so therefore should not be considered.
Exactly. Well, speaking of universities, what came out recently was a report that, you know, journalists that are in the newsrooms today come from, I think, about 39 universities, almost exclusively. Mm-hmm. So they've got a stranglehold, and the doctrine is being repeated throughout these universities. So it's no wonder that these kids coming into these newsrooms have been preconditioned with a certain worldview.
Well, I remember on my old Fox show, I had Leslie Stahl on, who I've known for some time, and the debate was then, as it is occasionally, about conservatives in the news business. And I said, "Oh, Leslie, how many conservatives are at CBS?" "Well, I'm sure we have some." I said, "Name one." "Well, it's a big salad there, so I'm sure we must have some." So after the interview, I ordered a salad bowl and sent it to her. There aren't any conservatives at any major network at a decision-making level. I'll tell you a story. A friend of mine told me, she was the religion reporter for World News Tonight when Peter Jennings was the host. Right. So they sent her out on this story to do a story on people who were sick and believed through prayer that God had healed them. So she interviewed a bunch of people who said that they had prayed and God healed them, and she put the story together.
Well, I think your strength, as you said earlier, Cal, is that you don't have to care other than that you're serving God and you're doing, you know, you have your own integrity and your commitment, you know, to yourself and your family to honor yourselves. And, you know, I think that's, you know, that's a goal for all of us to maintain so that we don't get incorrectly influenced, that we know where our identity, our true identity comes from and how we're to honor one another.
Well, that's right. I have on the back of my watch, people ask for my favorite verse. I like all of them, but the one I think that speaks to how I got my column, how the door got opened for me, is 1 Samuel 2:30. Mm-hmm. He who honors me, I will honor. Yeah. And as I say in the preface to the book, A Watchman in the Night, I hope God is pleased with that because I have sought to honor him with whatever notoriety and visibility he has given me. I owe it all to him.
When did Jesus become real to you, Cal?
Well, like many people, I had parents who took me to church on Sunday, but we never read the Bible in the home. Well, we had one, but we never opened it up. My grandfather gave me a silver dollar once, and I had memorized the 23rd Psalm, and that was the last serious Bible study I ever did. Until I was on this fast track to become a network correspondent at NBC News, thinking that money and fame and things would provide satisfaction. And I had made a goal for myself at the age of 18 to be a network correspondent by the time I was 30. Mm-hmm. But God had other ideas. By the time I was 30, I got fired. And my wife and I at the time had a little meeting in our home, and she told me, you know, you'll never be free of this desire to become a success until you thank God for losing your job. Mm-hmm. Now, that sounds stupid to a lot of people, but back then, my job was my God, as that was where I got my identity from.
Exactly.
And the Lord took me from that and put me in the company of some amazing people. Richard Halverson, who became my pastor and led me to Christ, pastor of Fourth Presbyterian Church in Bethesda, Maryland, later chaplain of the U.S. Senate. Ralph Naber, who taught me sound doctrine, pastor in Houston, where I worked for a local TV station. And most of all, Francis Schaeffer, the philosopher and theologian, who taught me how to process ideas which through a biblical perspective, which became the foundation of all my writing. I'm not saying every column I write is biblically defensible, but I hope none of them are biblically offensible.
Exactly.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right. For about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358. Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A-plus BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances,
heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried, and finely milled and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar Chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
When I was brought into the genre, I mean, when I first started in radio, you know, I was a juvenile, I was a disc jockey, a program director, and just having fun and working in LA radio. And kind of like you, I just, it, to me, was going to be a means to an end, not the be all and end all. But God had a different idea. And then later on, when I went to, I went back and finished my schooling, went to Bible college, and God says, well, I want you back behind the microphone. I said, well, you got to be kidding me. You know, are you real? I mean, you do realize when I was behind the microphone before, I was taking dedications. I was, you know, I was working with the likes of, you know, Wolfman Jack and characters like that. Yeah, exactly. So, yeah. So it was quite the shock.
Well, Bill, here's the other thing. You know, what you just said is very, very important. We have this idea that we can only serve God if we do something in a religious realm.
Yes.
Or something we call full-time Christian service. Well, every believer ought to be in full-time Christian service.
Yes.
And this is one of the problems and one of the reasons so much of the media and Hollywood and academia have become dominated by the secular progressives, because so many believers have not filled that vacuum. We've created a vacuum
exactly.
that the other side has been willing to rush in. So it's not all their fault. A lot of it is our wrong-headed view of what it means to fully serve God. If you've got a talent as a singer or an actor or a writer or a teacher, go serve God in these places.
Exactly.
It's just as important as being a missionary. In fact, a traditional missionary. In fact, you are a missionary.
Mm-hmm.
Every believer is a missionary.
Exactly.
Dick Powerson, I mentioned earlier, you know, he used to be asked where his church was. And instead of giving an address, he'd look at his watch. He said, well, my church is in government. It's in academia. It's in whatever. So this is the real church, Christ in you. Not
yes.
a building, not a denomination, but Christ in you.
You know, Cal, when I go through the contents of your book, I mean, you must think it sometimes. I mean, did you think for a moment, gosh, you're like the Forrest Gump. I mean, because all these things that you've experienced, I mean, it's not that, I mean, not only did you write about them, but as you mentioned, you know, what a privilege and honor to meet a cast of characters that were such a part of history.
Life is like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get.
Well, there it is. Well, you know, you've gone through, you know, this history of this great country, great presidents, times where we have been, you know, experiencing incredible trials. One that you addressed, you know, definitively was, you know, Rodney King, you know, which was the beginning, I believe, one of the early stages of, you know, kind of announcing to people that we had serious problems that needed to be addressed.
Well, this goes back to the 60s, of course. I was around during all the civil rights movement, the demonstrations, riots, and the rest. So that was the precursor to the rest. But what the media don't do, they love focusing on this stuff because it feeds a narrative. They don't cover successful African-Americans very often. They only go after those terrible white racists who suppress black people. That's their narrative. And when they find something like a Rodney King or a George Floyd or some of the others, and Al Sharpton rushes in, used to be Jesse Jackson, and you know, stands before the cameras and denounces this and that. Now, when a black person kills a white person, it's not news. When a black person kills another black person, it's not news. Look at Chicago. Black people are killing each other every night of the week in Chicago, in Los Angeles, in New York, in all our major cities, all run by liberal Democrats, of course. Does the media ever make that point? No. Do they ever cover much of that? No. They only do it on the occasion when, say, a white police officer trying to subdue, usually a black criminal with a long rap sheet, is unfortunately killed. So it's all part of a narrative that you know, America is a bad country, black people are oppressed and can never make it without government, white people are racist, and if you believe there are only two genders, then you're one of many kinds of phobes.
Right. Well, the thing that's amazing is they'll force fit, you know, some of the narrative, kind of like what they did, because this left me perplexing because I'd never heard of a white Mexican before, Cal. Yeah. I had to call my mother. I go, you know, and of course, I've been accused because I'm so light-complected because it's interesting. My mother was from Mexico, my dad from Spain. So every other child was, it was dark light. So I got the light complexion. But I had to call my mother and I said, the news in Florida is reporting that, you know, Zimmerman is a white Hispanic.
Well, all this identity politics that's played, you know, we have a national motto, e pluribus unum, out of many one.
Yes.
But now we become out of one many. We're now hyphenated Americans. It used to be that people would come to America, they'd learn English, they would embrace the Constitution, they would read and study and learn our history, but they don't do that anymore. Some schools have stopped saying the Pledge of Allegiance. Because there's so many kids from other countries.
Right.
Well, if their country's so great, why are they here? Why are their parents here?
Exactly.
I think it's very, very discouraging. You can't have a nation that is hyphenated. And it's
we become the ununited states is what we do by the hyphenation process. And the thing is that with legal immigration, Cal, as you know, is that legal immigrants came and they loved America, you know, like my parents. I mean, the key, you know, my dad, he wanted us to assimilate so much so that, you know, we learned a little bit of Spanish. You know, I will say a bit embarrassingly, I wish I was more fluent. Several of the kids became fluent because their jobs took them in that area. For me, being in broadcasting, I worked in English radio. But for my parents, our parents wanted us to assimilate.
Yeah, well, you mentioned, you know, about skin color a minute ago. I think somebody who's done a tremendous job contributing to the conversation about race in America is Skip Gates of Harvard. He's had this wonderful series on PBS called African American Lives and one about Reconstruction. He's a Harvard professor, but don't hold him against it. he did this, his first show on African American Lives. He did these DNA tests on people.
Yes.
To trace their history back to their slave ancestors. And as he said, the slave masters were pretty bad people, but they did keep good records because they thought these people were property.
Right.
And so he decided one day he would do a DNA test on himself. And he found that he was over 60% Irish. I said, Skip, you sure don't look Irish, but that's the point. Right, we're all mixed up in the grand gene pool of life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how you look doesn't determine who you are. Mm-hmm. My identity isn't in my race. It's not in my gender. It's in my God who has saved me. That's where my identity is. And, you know, Paul writes, in Christ there is no Greek or Gentile. There's no Jew or Gentile or Greek. We're all the same. And that's the kind of attitude we should have, not only biblically, but also as an American citizen.
Well, and that's how it started with our founding fathers when the pilgrims first came, and our founding fathers, you know, started with a white sheet of paper and said, hey, we're going to do something revolutionary here on many levels, including a manifesto that was going to be laid out in the Declaration of Independence backed up by the U.S. Constitution, right?
That's right. That's exactly right. And that's something else that isn't taught very much anymore. You ask people to name the First Amendment or any one of the first 10 amendments. They're as unlikely to be able to do that as they could name any of the Ten Commandments.
Right.
We just don't teach those kinds of things. And what kind of a degree? You know, so many people, I just was out in Los Angeles. I wrote a column about their public schools there. California is the number one state for illiteracy in this country.
Wow.
Imagine illiteracy. And I just, how does that happen? Because people are focused on same-sex locker rooms and bathrooms and racial this and gender mm-hmm. that, and not teaching things that really equip a young person for a decent education and a way to support themselves when they get out of school.
Well, this is what happens when you abandon first principles. Look at our military right now. I mean, you've got a general that says, I'm so proud because we've got the most diverse military. Well, I'll tell you what, you can't go head-to-head with Putin or President Xi with the most diverse military. I want a military there that knows what a mission's all about, right?
That is exactly right. And then you've got all the gender thing going on, and you have fewer and fewer people enlisting in the military because exactly. they don't want to put up with this nonsense.
Right.
So the military is killing itself. Plus the budget is basically frozen. Meanwhile, Xi and Putin and others are ramping up their military and they're going to do bad things.
Yeah, exactly. Because we know that a void can exist. America has proudly been in that place. But look what's happening right now, even in the most recent situations. America's position in the Middle East, just for one, is quite obvious. We're lacking influence there. And without America, then it gives rise to these malcontents and these Arab nations that only want to do harm. I don't see any good that they want to promote.
Well, we have to take them at their word. This is mm-hmm. one of the big mistakes we make.
Right.
Margaret Thatcher had a great line some years ago. She said, we in the West make a mistake when we transpose our morality on those who don't share it.
Exactly.
You look how this administration and the Obama administration, which I believe is still running the country, by the way,
mm-hmm.
Approached Iran and this Iran nuclear deal. I mean, you have people in Iran, these mullahs, who believe that their God, they call Allah, has commanded them to destroy Israel, to kill all the Jews, and then to come after what they call the cross worshipers, that'd be the Christians, and even moderate Muslims, and the non-believers.
Mm-hmm.
And now, how do you sit across a table from people who believe their God wants you dead?
Exactly.
Where is the compromise there? Oh, okay, instead of bombing you, we'll just shoot you to death. Oh, great, let's shake hands on that. That's crazy. Yeah.
Cal Thomas, thank you so much for being
with
us.
All right. It's been a pleasure. Thank you.
You got it. The honor has been ours. Cal Thomas, we thank him for, coming on the show. He is, author of the book, A Watchman in the Night, What I've Seen Over 50 Years Reporting on America. For more information to be a part of this mighty movement to return to God and to save our country, check it out. BillMartinezShow.com. May God bless you and keep you. Make his face shine upon you. May he be gracious unto you and give you peace. Go and be blessed. Thank you so much for being with us. Take care.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late?
late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
The final phase.